News release. Anishina Beck Nation Head Office. After nearly two decades and much advocacy by many, on February 26, the Chiefs of Ontario passed a resolution to support and ratify the final agreement on the long-term reform of the First Nations Child and Family Services, FNCFS, program in Ontario, the Ontario Final Agreement, and the Trilateral Agreement in respect of reforming the 1965 Agreement, the Trilateral Agreement. Yesterday, I had the distinct honour of witnessing a momentous and landmark occasion with the passing of the Ontario Final Agreement by the Chiefs of Ontario. The collective decision to advance incremental and tangible change for our children rooted in inherent rights and jurisdiction of our communities to take care of our own is a true demonstration of unity and vision, said Anishina Beck Nation Grand Council Chief Linda DeBasage. We've come a long way from prior to 2016, where fiscal allocations in relation to First Nations child welfare services were non-existent due to the discriminatory practices of the federal government. As with any negotiation, this agreement is not perfect, however, it does create a pathway forward for our communities and our children while allowing our leadership to continue to address the outstanding issues that are important to Anishinaabeg Nation member First Nations. The Ontario Final Agreement commits Indigenous Services Canada, ISC, to provide $8.5 billion over nine fiscal years. The intent of the agreement is to address systemic issues, prioritize the welfare of First Nations children, and empower First Nations across Ontario to determine how best to provide culturally appropriate child and family services. The effectiveness of the reformed FNCFS program will be reviewed at the five-year mark and before the end of the nine-year period to ensure it continues to meet the needs of First Nations children and families. The Ontario Final Agreement also commits Canada to working with COO and NAN to pursue reform under the 1965 agreement with the Government of Ontario, including off-reserve funding. The 1965 agreement currently exists as a cost-sharing agreement between Canada and Ontario, setting out the formula Canada uses for reimbursing Ontario for the cost of delivering social assistance, childcare, homemaking, and child and family services on reserve. Kai Miigwech to our leadership for their work and efforts over the last two decades and beyond. This landmark agreement on First Nation child welfare reform is a stepping stone in our journey to ensuring that our communities have the resources our children need to grow up in healthier environments within our nation, said Anishinaabeg Nation Deputy Grand Council Chief Chris Plain. This agreement will see that sustainable resources go to our communities so that we may chart our own path, to ensure our children have the care they need in our communities. The final step before the agreement comes into effect is the approval from the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal.